praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This series we're teaching on is called Proactive Healing. I will teach you how to walk in divine health in this series, show you how to walk with God so you won't have to have any sickness and any disease. Now, there will be a number at the end of the program and a website where you can contact us and you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they're all free and postpaid. Praise the Lord Jesus.
But now the pain and sorrow said, help us, other people, if that hurts. So, you know, I don't know, exchange one thing for another, I guess. Anyway, that's what I'm going to say.
When you really learn that you have power over the enemy in the name of Jesus, it changes everything you do business with. Because I know, just like this little lady right here, she told me something like this. I might tell this little story if you don't mind, unless you want to tell it.
No, you don't.
She said that she had been listening to my audio tapes at work 8 hours a day. She works and does data entry, and she's got a headset with a player, and she literally listens to those audio tapes 8 hours a day. I was teaching on spiritual warfare, and when I come to the prayer of spiritual warfare, she said she had come to a lull in her data entry, so she was entering into a word processor. And a little later, after she just typed that prayer out, a lady called her and said, "Lou, this one friend of mine I've been praying for, and she won't even talk to me about God." And she had it in her heart, like Archer had for her, because she knew that lady was dying and going to hell. And she said, "You know, I just typed out a prayer." Said, "It's got a place in it." The Thurman said, "Right here, put a blank here and put whosoever name in it you want to." She said, "Let's pray this prayer of authority and power and break the power of the devil."
Let me read this to you. I had no intention of it being answered necessarily. Let me read it to you.
Oh, okay.
That's how powerful it is.
She said, "Let me read this prayer to you." And put her name in the blank. Now, that prayer is on my tape, Spiritual Warfare. And she prayed that prayer and put that girl's name in there. And as you just heard her say, I really didn't have any knowledge that it was really going to work.
Well,
I
just reading it to her.
But she just read the prayer and put the girl's name in there, which broke the power of the devil in that girl's life. And she hung the phone up, and in just a little while, within an hour,
15 minutes,
the lady called and said, "Lou, you're not going to believe what happened. The lady we just prayed for broke the power of the devil in her life and wouldn't talk to me about Jesus. Just called and said, tell me everything you know about Jesus."
Oh, yeah.
Is that awesome? Is that awesome? Did you know when you've learned how to do this?
She told me before, though, and she had been trying to tell your plan, and she told me.
But see, the thing about it is, if you have a loved one that will not accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, the Word tells you who the problem is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, it says that if there are any be lost on this earth, they're lost because the God of this world, which is Satan, blinds the man to the blessed gospel. So if that's true, and if there's any lost, and there's a lot of lost people, and we know who blinds their minds. It's the devil. So if we know Luke 10:20, then 19 and 20, where Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you authority and power over Satan and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. And be not thankful that these evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather be thankful your name is written in heaven." What kind of power is that? That's awesome, isn't it? So you catch yourself up in the spirit. You do your spiritual warfare, you break the power of the devil over these people's lives, and when you're near, they come into the kingdom of God and get saved. And I've done that so many times. I've seen people on drugs, alcohol. I mean, in fact, this little lady right here. Would you mind telling us what happened to your son last week?
No.
Come up here. This is one of my newest people that I just met. This little lady, I've never seen this little lady in my life. In fact, I had never seen her until today. But this little lady called me one day last week, and I let her tell you what she asked me to do.
Bonnie gave me your name and your number and told me that you could heal my son. My son was paralyzed in a horrible accident about a year and a half ago. And since that time, he's been self-medicating with every kind of psychotropic medication, cocaine, alcohol, amphetamines, methamphetamines, everything to dull his pain. And he had turned away from his family. He was living in anger. And I asked Thurman if he would go talk to him. At the time, I prayed that Jason would even let him in the house because I didn't know that he would. He certainly didn't let us in the house. But Thurman went over there and spent about, well, I think he got there between 7 and 7:30 and he left about 1:30 in the morning. And Jason told me that he had never met a man as smart as Thurman in his life and that he was okay with God and he has not had drugs since, and that's been about 2 weeks ago. He's going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't yet, but he's going to walk, and he believes he's going to walk.
Amen. Amen. That is a man back there with great faith. Praise the Lord. I love it. That little boy, only thing I had to do, that little boy, that 22-year-old young man, down there and tell him who the enemy was.
Yeah.
It's the devil. And tell him how much God loved him and show him in the Word what God will do for him if he'll walk holy before him. And I've showed him and told him some of the miracles I've seen the King do. And that little boy confessed his sins that night. He wanted to get right with God. And I said, son, if you'll get right with God and you'll walk with him, I guarantee he'll deliver you from drugs and you will never have to have another one. And if you'll walk holy before the King, it won't be long. I said, if you'll listen to this stack of video and audio tapes I give you, when your faith gets built mountain high, you call me and I'll come back down here and I'm going to lay hands on you and the Jesus I know is going to put your spinal cord back together and you're going to get up and walk. And I'm with you, sir. He's going to run. The King we serve, nothing is impossible with Him. According to your faith, be it done unto you.
Amen.
See, I love to hear these kind of testimonies. Our King is an awesome God.
Amen.
Now then, is there anybody here today that needs to be prayed for, to be healed?
Right here.
Okay, come up here. Let's get this young lady right here first. Let's bring this young lady down here first.
Yes.
Bring her down here. She's in a wheelchair. We got a lady back in a wheelchair. Bring this lady back down here in the name of Jesus. That's all right. Now then, I want one verse. I want somebody to read a verse before we pray for this precious young lady. I want somebody to read Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17 out loud to me. Somebody read that. The Lord says, come to Him now. By faith. In other words, come to Him by His Word. When the Lord... How long have you been like this, Miss Wilcher?
About 2 or 3 years.
2 or 3 years, okay.
I think.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. What does it, Matthew 8, 16 say? When evening was come...
Yeah.
When evening was come...
They brought to Him many who were demon-possessed. And He cast out the spirits with a word. And healed all who were sick.
Wait a minute. Let's get that now. He done what? He's with a word. He cast out the spirit.
Spirit with a word.
And then healed all the sick. How many of the sick?
All
the sick. And then what does the verse 17 say?
That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
Wait a minute. If Jesus Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses and removed them, then why do you have to sit in that wheelchair?
I don't think we should. I should.
Absolutely, you shouldn't. If Jesus bore your sickness and He removed your diseases,
He took them 2,000 years ago.
He took them 2,000 years ago. If Jesus took them and bore them, then you shouldn't have them. So guess who's putting them on you?
The devil.
The enemy. What did Jesus say we could do to the enemy?
Rebuke him in His name.
And he'd have to leave, right?
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan, I command this demon that's bound this precious woman to get out of her body and to leave her now. In the name of Jesus. And you go to the pit of hell and you stay there and don't you ever come back to her ever again in the name of Jesus. because Jesus himself bore her sickness and removed her disease on the cross 2,000 years ago in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Then thank him for healing you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Look up and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing you. Say, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Take my hand. Stand up. Let's walk off here, girl. Come on. Come on. Stand up in the name of Jesus. Come on. Stand up. Come on. Stand up and walk. Come on. Don't say you can't now. Take that step. Come on. You can do it in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that I can stand up. Say, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I can do it. Thank you, Lord. Come on. In the name of Jesus. I command them legs to be strong. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I rebuke you, you devil. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, you beast. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Come on. Take a step. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Take a step. Thank you, Lord. Come on, Father. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, Lord. Thank you and praise you, Father. Thank you for healing her. Thank you that you did this for this lovely lady on the cross 2,000 years ago. Bring that leg out of Satan. I rebuke you and I command you to take your hands off of her in the name of Jesus. I command it in Jesus' name. Now come on, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing her on the cross 2,000 years ago. We worship you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you. Thank you for healing her. Come on. In the name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Let's walk. Come on, step that step out there and say, thank you, Lord, that you healed me on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. 2,000 years ago it was done for me. So I worship you, and I praise you, and thank you that I'm healed. I believe it. It's done because it is written. It's written in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for healing me. Glory to your holy name, Father. Come on, the legs are getting stronger. Let's come on. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Let's turn around here. Come on. Yeah, come on, Lord. Come on, Father. We thank you and praise you. The legs are getting stronger every step. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you. You've lost this one. Yes, you've lost this one, devil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you. Praise you for healing this lovely lady in the name of Jesus. Those legs are getting stronger every step.
Well, praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. That's going to be the end of the teaching. That wonderful lady was healed. Praise God. We see lots of people healed and lots of wonderful things happen. But if you'd like to these teachings in their entirety, if you'd give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or go to the web, www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And there you can order all these teachings free and postpaid. We'd be happy to send them to you. And remember, this one is called Proactive Healing. This series has been called Proactive Healing, How to Walk in Divine Health. Remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Be sure and serve Him.